Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal joins us now on the Shaw's at Star Market Patriots postgame show. Greg, what's up?
Hey, guys.
A lot of things to be happy with in this game today, Greg. You're going to have a hard time trying to figure out your three up.
Come on, man.
Who do you got? Who do you like?
Just about everybody. I mean, I guess we could start with, you know, TB12 will probably be an up for the first time in a while, outside of the whole, you know, missing Chris Hogan wide open in the middle of the end zone, 15 yards down the field. But outside of that, I thought the most encouraging thing from this game was, you know, we've been waiting for it all season to see, you know, MVP-type Tom Brady and just, you know, being decisive and throwing it to everybody all over the field. And we finally got that in this game. You know, how much to make of it, I don't know. I mean, the Jets weren't that good to begin with, and they were missing some starters. But, you know, at least we saw it. They got Philip Dorsett involved. They got Chris Hogan involved. I mean, and Tom said it after the game. Like, you know, that's the way they have to be a good offense. Like, they can't. Tom can't just throw to Julian Edelman and James White and, you know, maybe Rob Gronkowski on occasion in the postseason, or else they're going to be easy to stop. So this is the type of offense they need to play with. Not sure why it's taken this long for us to see it, but at least we saw it. And so we know that the potential is there.
So part of that was 11 targets for Chris Hogan, which to me, I look at that, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like that was on purpose because here's a guy last week. I mean, he hasn't been targeted all that much this year anyway, but you look at last week where he throws his helmet at one point and sits with the defense. To me, that feels like, hey, we want to get him on board and make sure we let you know, like, hey, you're going to get fed in the playoffs. You haven't been forgotten.
That, and, you know, if I was Tony Maz or somebody like that, I might say that this was his going away present. And, you know, he'll be on ice for the playoffs. But I don't know. You know, who knows? It would be nice. I mean, he had, you know, we've talked about it all season, you know, on Felger and Maz, that, you know, Hogan has been open this season. There's been visible frustration. There was last week when he's, you know, raising his arms, coming off the field after he's wide open for a third down. And instead, Brady goes to James White and it comes up short. And, you know, that's sort of been his whole season. But, you know, today they got him involved. And, you know, he certainly has the potential to help this team. And, you know, you just hope that they get the type of matchup. It just seems like if there's a certain kind of defensive matchup, like if they're afraid of the rush against somebody, they're not going to use that type of offense, that they're just trying to get rid of it as quickly as possible. But you're hoping in the postseason that they throw caution to the wind. They say, look, you know, this is the way we're going to have to play to beat everybody. So let's go for it. So hopefully that's what we see.
We're talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, what did you make of the Patriots targeting Chris Hogan 11 times today?
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to have to see how that plays out. I mean, it could mean something. It could be nothing. I do think Jim had a good point about, you know, maybe they wanted to ease his frustration. But, you know, we'll have to see if that continues because, you know, we've seen this before on occasion.
Yeah, and when the hosts aren't listening, that's what that was, right?
You said it, I didn't.
Sorry, I was reading up on something as you were answering the last question.
Well, so going back to Brady, though, because I've been with you because you've been concerned about the passing game and even in the win over Buffalo last week, and he just hasn't looked right, right? So,
yep.
I don't know, do you discount it because it's against the Jets today? Because I really don't, because at least in terms of comfortability and how comfortable he looked in the pocket, the footwork looked better, the touchdown to Dorsett, it looked like vintage Brady.
I agree with you. I think, you know, I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer from this game, you know, when it comes to Brady, because, you know, I've been critical of him, especially in the second half, you know, of the season in some of these games. I mean, you know, basically since the Gronkowski touchdown against the Dolphins, he has not been good. He hasn't. And a lot of that has come with, you know, his ease in the pocket. You know, he's been tentative. He's been getting rid of the ball. He's been spinning out of stuff. I don't really, you know, I'll have to go back to watch the film, but I don't really recount seeing that today unless, you know, there was a couple blatant plays where the pressure was coming. They had no chance. But I thought I think you're right. I think he hung in there. I thought his mechanics were good. I thought he looked more like Tom Brady, the quiet, calm in the middle of the pocket, doing his business, as opposed to a guy who just kind of wanted to get out of the game healthy and on to the next week, which I think we've seen from time to time this season.
Greg, who should the Patriots fear more in any potential playoff matchup? Should it be a team like Kansas City that has a potent offense, or let's say a team like Baltimore, assuming they're going to get in, a team that's got a really good defense? Which team should the Patriots want to be playing?
For me, it's the defensive team. I think, if there's a poor defense on the other side, like Kansas City, I have a lot of confidence that they'll be able to move the ball and at least somewhat keep pace. I mean, obviously the defense is going to have to do better than it did on at New England when they played Kansas City. But I think the worst fear for the Patriots would be a Colts-Titans upset of the Texans in the first round, and that brings the Baltimore San Diego winner to Gillette. I think that's the worst case scenario. I think those are the two teams that they would fear the most. I think that the Ravens have the better defense, and then you combine a quarterback who can run, which we've already seen from Lamar Jackson this afternoon. To me, that's the toughest matchup. I mean, I think they can beat both teams at home, but they're going to have to be on point. I think the Ravens defense is a little bit better. You obviously fear Phillip Rivers a little bit more because of his experience, but I think the Ravens are going to be a tough out for somebody.
In terms of the Patriots defense, I thought they overall had a good game today, but look at the last 14 quarters from the second half against Miami through today's win, they've allowed a total of 45 points. So, how confident are you in that whole unit, heading into the playoffs?
I'm fairly confident. I thought I think that the secondary has been, I don't want to say great, but borderline that area in recent weeks, especially when they decide to play man. When they play zone, they're going to get ripped apart. That's going to happen. But when they man up with Stephon Gilmore and J.C. Jackson on the edge and whatever they decide to do in the slot, depending on the game, I feel pretty confident about those guys in coverage. And they obviously have ability with Chung and McCourty and other people to cover tight ends. I think you could make the argument, and I don't think many other people will, but maybe I would, where I might feel better about that. I know what I'm going to get out of the defense come the postseason against anybody. I think they've been executing well. I think they've been playing really well, going back for a while. Sure, they have stretches where it's not so great, but I think, in the postseason, I think they have the ability to very much hold their own, and it's going to come down to how many points the offense puts together.
Talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal, will we ever see Adrian Claiborne again?
I think if they face a immobile quarterback, that's because that's really when his problem has been happening. All year, he's been unable to contain these guys who can run around a little bit, and I think they just got sick and tired of it and say, we're not going to look at it anymore. So, I mean, if you see Phillip Rivers,
I was gonna say the Chargers, point, right?
Yeah,
the Chargers,
yeah,
would be that team.
Exactly. And so, you might see him in that scenario, but if it's some of these other teams, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, I think he might as well just stay home.
Greg, considering how this whole season has gone, they finished 11-5, and it has felt like, at stretches, it really felt like, wow, this is a downer. And, you have people even saying, is this the beginning of the end? Is the dynasty over? That they did end up locking a bye. I mean, does it all kind of feel like gravy from here on in? Even if they just make the AFC Championship game, is that ultimately a successful season, considering how this thing was going for a while?
That's a good question. And I'm not really sure the answer of, if they just make the AFC Championship game, is that a successful season? No, I don't think it is. I mean, considering that they were, one drive away from winning the Super Bowl last year, for them, not to return and to make some of the decisions that they made in the offseason, I think this team has to make the Super Bowl for it to be a successful season. Yeah, it's been a tough season, but a lot of it's been their own doing in certain areas. And I think, with Tom Brady and Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski sort of at the end, this team is a Super Bowl team, and it should be.
All right, Greg, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you in the playoffs.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right. Take care, Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal with us here on the Shaw's at Star Market Patriots postgame show.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.